Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. We are kicking off the end of the weekend, but it's Mother's Day, so it all kind of washes out.
It's all good when you're a mom and get to have some attention, and everyone needs to have just that moment in time. And I do recognize that it's not an easy day for everyone, for all women. If someone that is struggling having children or has loss of a child or has a broken relationship with their mom. And I just want to make clear that we do know that.
Yeah.
And we honor every woman during this day and want you to know that our heart is with you.
Right.
So as we're talking about this, we do want to really make sure that women know that our heart is with them and that we celebrate all women today also. But it is Mother's Day, and there are those relationships that we also want to celebrate.
Right.
But it is a good day to remember who we are. And
right.
So we thought we would do a great scripture to think about that is Philippians 2. It's in the New Testament. It's written by the ancient man called Paul. And he was actually in prison at the time that he wrote this. And he's talking in verse 15 of chapter 2 that we are to shine like stars. And I love that thought.
Yeah.
And he begins actually the passage in verse 13 saying, do everything without grumbling or arguing. That's kind of huge.
yeah, that is.
That's huge if you're a kid or
right.
or a mom. And so one of my kids years ago, I was trying to get ready for, of all things, a group from the church.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we were finishing dinner and, our household was pretty loud and noisy.
Right.
And I was trying to get everything cleared away and get ready for the church people. Still to this day feels a little scary saying the church people. At that time, I was trying to make it nice for them and get the dessert ready. And one of my kids kept running in and kept saying to me, he wanted me to go outside and see what she was seeing. And I was probably doing the grumbling and arguing. I was none too happy. I didn't want to stop. And she kept coming back in. And so finally I went out okay, I'll go out for a moment, but it wasn't with happiness. And then she has me lay down and look up in the sky.
Huh.
And she wants me to watch the stars coming out.
Oh,
and
cool.
I felt like I had no time. I didn't want to do it, but I had this check in my spirit, that we've all had it where like, you know what, I need to do this.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing is, so all these church people come along, and I mean, we're talking a little bit high church people, like, you know, people.
Right.
And they all came and they all lay down in the yard and we just laid watching the stars come out as it became dark. And it really reminded me of the gift that God gives us with one another and what the power of that is. And really my child was the one that taught me that I needed to be like that star shining.
Wow.
So, yes.
Yeah, that's a really cool story.
Yeah. So do you have a time, I'm sure you did, that you wanted your mother's attention?
Oh, yes. I always wanted my mother's attention. She told me that in actuality, like the only time that she ever got to take a break was very few things because I did not really want to watch TV. I did not really want to. I always needed people.
You were just busy.
Yeah. So I watched The Chips, which is California Highway Patrol. And I watched a show called Dusty's Treehouse. And she would like get me a breakfast set up and put me there. And she said those were the only like moments, that I was not like, I need this, I need that. So my mom did a very, very good job because I was definitely a very, very needy, attention-driven,
time-consuming
child. So.
Well, she did well, so you probably need to thank her extra.
That's right.
Well, I want to just really finish out that scripture so we can think on it today. It says this, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. And as you hold firmly to the word of life, and then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. And what that really is saying is I think it's a scripture to just honor moms today.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.